truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Senator, as I said, we've been looking at energy policy since 1996.
The reason that it was offered on this bill is obvious. This is legislation.
Whoever Senator is responsible for having provided Diprivan to Michael Jackson.
Frank is the lead plaintiff, but all the firefighters have helped.
Perhaps they'll bring another couple home with them. That would be fun. Nasty.
Yeah, world famous Phil Hendry Show every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the only news talk and entertainment show that knows what in the hell it's talking about. Man, it's a big job. Somebody got to do it, though, huh? Where can you hear a talk show that has no use whatsoever for liberals or conservatives? You know, I mean, it's not like I don't have any use for a liberal or conservative point of view from time to time. It's like we, you know, say on the show, and we try to put it in as simple terms as we can. You don't always drive 55. You don't always drive 65. Sometimes you go 25. Sometimes you go 45. You know, different speeds for different streets, for different situations. You know, different strokes for different folks. And like that, man. All right, coming up, we may have Pastor William Renick.
We're trying to find a black one.
And what do you mean, find a black one?
Well, that's what I thought you wanted. I got my aunt. She's going to come on here.
Well, I'm talking, you know, don't put it that way. I'd like to have, you know, say, a black guest.
That's what we're looking for one.
And anyway, so we may have that coming up toward the bottom of the hour as well. Story on the Social Security executives. They went to Phoenix, Arizona, and they had a party. What's going on? I mean, is there some disconnect? Are you guys not getting the message? I don't give a crap if you do work hard. We all work hard. You know, the last time I had a really good vacation? The last time I had a really, really good vacation where I could sit on my fat ass at a five-star resort and I could watch as the sun set behind the, you know, the 15th tee. And I think I speak for a great many. And that's fine. That's the way life is these days. We're all busting it. We're all humping it. But you guys, you're working for the Social Security Administration. Ain't nobody knocking it out of the park over there. I don't hear anyone getting any, you know, Worker of the Year awards over there. And you guys you're having a party. You're having a happy fizzies party in Phoenix, man. I can only hope that the temperature reaches such extreme levels that you all die from heat, whatever they call that, prostate.
Heat prostate.
Yeah, prostate. All right, as in your prostate's heating up. Now, we're also going to have on a program this evening a discussion what the hell was that other thing? Oh, yeah, these websites are out of control, man. Wait till you hear what's going on in Philadelphia. Wait till you hear what's going on in Kentucky. And wait till you hear what's going on my website. Because right now what we're doing is we're streaming the show on video at www.philhendryshow.com. You can look at me and go, boy, that poor man. And watch as we perform the program. And you can also listen to live streaming audio, and you can hear the audio on demand. And, you know, we're offering everything, man. At some point, we may be offering, you know, washers and dryers and cars, anything, just to get you guys to sit and stare at me. All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. No, actually, it's kind of a cool way to watch a radio show, especially this one, because I ain't normal. No. Here it is from Phoenix, Arizona, claiming they needed to learn how to reduce stress because of a growing number of death threats. Are you kidding me? Claiming they needed to learn how to reduce stress because of a growing number of death threats being made against them, nearly 700 executives from the Social Security Administration gathered for a lavish three-day conference in Phoenix last week, costing 700 G's. We received threats against our employees by people who are in the American public, said Social Security Administration Regional Commissioner of San Francisco, Peter Spencer, in defense of the conference. He said there's a tremendous amount of stress involved in the job that we do. There's a tremendous amount of stress involved in every job, Charlie. You want to talk about death threats? Try this gig. I ain't heard nobody walking up to me lately and saying, hey, Phil, how about a month in Hawaii, man, from all the death threats? If I got a week for every death threat that I got, I'd never work again. I'd be living fat someplace, man. The conference, which included a performance by a motivational dance company. Are you cats high on some new form of drug that I haven't heard of? Because if you know where it is, and if I can get it cheap, please. Not only are they out there with 700 G's, see, again, As David Letterman learned, and as he articulated very well in his show after the crack about the 14-year-old, yes, it was about the 14-year-old. No, it wasn't about the 18-year-old. He said, you know, perception is everything. And he's right. Perception is everything. And this is a message that maybe Obama's got to get out there, maybe Biden, because he seems to have a lot of spare time on his hands. Maybe he can get that word out. Maybe Boxer, you know, once she finally, you know, extracts herself from the white overseer position that she's in and telling all the black people how everything's going to be real good. Just as soon as, you know, she gets, just as soon as she's able to get the car out of the garage, maybe they can have her do it. But somebody needs to go over there to the Social Security Administration and over to these banks and over to wherever the hell else and explain to these people, this is a bad message that you're sending because this makes it into the newspapers. And then people think that you're taking them for a ride. You remember John Huston in Chinatown? That disturbs me. Remember what he says to Jack Nicholson? Makes me think you're taking my daughter for a ride. See, what's happening, Social Security Administration, people think that you're trying to, you're screwing with us, like you think it's funny. Some of you other guys with these banks, understand that this is such a public issue now, and we can discuss whether you have the right. Do you have the right? Yes, you have the right. Is there a thing called public relations? Yes, there is a thing called public relations. Are we familiar with this thing called public relations, for instance, in the entertainment business? Yes, we are. And have we often said, well, if you're famous, then you got to take the good with the bad. If you're famous, if people make you famous and make you well-known, then you have to take the good with the bad. Well, guess who else is famous? You guys that have been taking the money from the taxpayer to keep your crap can banks alive, you guys now in the Social Security Administration, a government agency, there should be no $700,000 weekend trips anywhere, man, for any group in the government. None. None. Are you crazy? I mean, it's time for a Rorschach test here. You got to be out of your mind. Seriously. Death threats? Hey, I got an idea for you. You know who else is getting death threats? It's called the United States Marine Corps. They're in Afghanistan right now. When are they getting their Phoenix vacation? You know, I don't want to make I understand you work hard and you want to do your job. And I'm not even blaming the people that are working there. I'm just saying, whoever made this decision, that guy needs to be fired. Folks, we need all the best people we can get. We need the very, very best. The creme de la creme, as the man used to say. And that starts with people that know how to make a decision that doesn't look like it came out of left field, you know. So the guy that's running the Social Security Administration and said, well, let's take a vacation in Phoenix for 700 G's, and we'll also have an interpretive dance company dance around. What else are they doing over there, huh? I mean, these cats, they're probably involved in, I don't know, some sort of new age. Are they meditating on crystals or something, or is it just crystal meth? Because something ain't right, man. The partying didn't stop there. Some of the government managers brought along their relatives, and there was a night excursion to a local casino. Even top Social Security Administrator Michael Estrue made a special guest appearance. His spokesman said he flew coach. Oh, well, I feel like I got a break already. And the SSA said it arranged the lowest rate possible. Critics were incensed. Of course they would be. This is over and over and over again. We're having to hear about this. It's a very, very simple, simple solution. I learned it here in the radio business because they do a lot of this. When they don't know what to do, they just fire people, right? And I don't figure that the SSA knows really much of what to do these days about anything. So why don't you just start with the basics? Can a few people. Throw a few people's asses out in the street. Start with this guy, Aru. He had the brass pair to show up. Hey, how you doing? Mike Aru's here. David Williams of the Watchtop Citizens Against Government Waste said actually they didn't do it the lowest cost possible because low cost as possible would have been a video teleconference. It wouldn't be flying people in from all around the country to sit there and watch a motivational dance company at the Arizona Biltmore. Hoo-hoo! Wow. Here is the reason, as I said, here's the reason why. Especially for a government agency, but anybody, any group that is involved in taking any kind of public money. I don't give a damn. You own a company, do whatever the hell you want. Now, when you're taking taxpayer money, it's a different ballgame. It's a different ballgame. Everybody's watching. Big Brother's watching, man. You guys are in big trouble. You're on your ass. You're almost melting down. you had to go to the government and ask for some favors. You know, you're in no position to start to squeal like a stuck pig because somebody said you can't take a vacation. Like those guys in Detroit, for instance. They got everybody up in arms and going to bat for them because suddenly someone's telling them how to run their business. Those are the guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but those are the guys that flew in on their private jets and sat there in front of the Senate and said, we need money. Nobody went over there and said, we're giving money away today. Would you like some? Nobody knocked on the door of those guys and said, hey, we just got a bright idea. We're going to give money to the automakers. How do you, in fact, you got no choice. You must take money. No, they came to us. And then they start squirting tears because someone's telling them how to run the show. Well, that's what happens when you don't know your ass from a hole in the ground, man. People start telling you what to do. And the same thing with the rest of these guys, especially any government agency where we all know, because we've got such a extremely, you know, serious fiscal condition in this country, the first guys to trim the fat and to go low budget, and I mean cut the budget, are government groups. And you're not going to be taking $700,000 trips, man. Why is this something we got to keep explaining? I'm beginning to think we haven't got anybody back there that's all that bright. I mean, people can joke all they want about Biden, but I'm beginning to think that all of a sudden, just like Detroit, just like the banks, just like a hundred other industries in this country, the guys that are running the show in Washington, these guys, they're taking their brains out and playing with them. That's what they think they're good for. Jeez. Come on. All right? And if you really want a nice place to visit, right up here is the Ojai Country Club. I can get you a rate, you know.
Yeah, you might get them on a phone.
Get the Social Security guys on the phone, man. I'll host them for a weekend. All right, 877-876-PHIL. We shouldn't have to keep talking about this, children, huh? Now, next step, somebody's going to stick you in a corner and pull your pants down. And, well, I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, that'd be ugly, man.
Oh, yeah. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. And we'll take some phone calls and get into this internet question. I think we got Mavis, maybe even Pastor William Rennick coming up a little bit later on. And Susan Rosen, you remember her from CNN? Well, guess what? She got her ass fired. Why? Because she sucks. Now, that's how you do things. See? CNN, good job. Someone come. See? She sucks. Fire her. The Social Security, fire them. That's what happens. We'll be back. World famous Phil. How do I know? It's happened a couple of hundred times to me. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said that.
Why? What do I? I don't give a damn.
World famous Phil Henry Show.
You're nuts.
Great, bud. Thank you.
Nasty.
Phil here from El Pacifico tonight. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the only news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what the hell it's talking about, man, where truth is our thang.
It's our bitch.
Coming up, we got Pastor William Rennick, and we may have Mavis and, you know, a few of them. So all of a sudden, it's all about that Black Chamber of Commerce thing, huh?
Well, that was my understanding. I felt that would be the right direction to go in.
Thank you very much for that, bud. It's,
I told him, you know, it's very racial, you know. Very, very racial.
Well, I mean, Boxer was being racial, so what do you want? Susan Rosen is out at CNN. Susan Rosen, the woman who went out and instead of reporting on the Tea Parties, tried to pick a fight. She tried to start a fist fight. She wanted to get a riot going at one of these things, and CNN finally figured it out. It took them a few months. 877-876-PHIL. Marcus in Birmingham. Marcus, you're on the Phil Henry Show. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Well, I know I heard you say you like to have a little black representation. Well, you got it. I have several degrees, but I'm not telling you I'm a very intelligent person. I'm just telling you I'm an individual that made it through college. So there you go.
Yes, sir.
Here's my thing. You were just talking about the individual with the Social Security. Very rarely do I agree with you, but on this one, my friend, I have to, because that's a load of crap if I've ever heard in my life. You know what we should do? We should make them just like we make college coaches. If you don't get your job done, find somewhere else to work. Don't go out here.
Well, that's the way it is in all business. Yeah, in all business.
You know, right now, America, you know? we're so fat, we're sitting on our apple sugars here. And at any point in time, if someone had enough gumption, they can come in here and take this place over. What we need to do is get back to being lean and mean. And how do you do that? You take away the fluff out of your pillow. You make your bed hard. You get hungry. Once you get hungry, you get competitive. Once you get competitive, you become successful. You have to be driven. You can't be pushed through it. You have to be driven and motivated. But see, now we've gone away from that. And that's where the problem lies. And I'll tell you, it's not a white thing. It's not a black thing. It's definitely not a Hispanic thing because, I mean, they're coming in here kicking butt. Here's the deal. We have gotten so complacent with people wanting to give. Now, this is on the black side because I can speak on that because that's what I am. We've gotten so used to people giving that we're afraid to take a little bit. This is a capitalist.
We're so used to people. Wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. We're afraid. We're so used to people giving, we're afraid to take?
Yes. Now, let me explain.
What does that mean? Yeah.
I mean, as long as you sit out there with both of your hands open and you're used to people giving it to you, when someone says, here, take a couple of steps to come and get it.
Well, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree with you. Yeah.
Bringing it to me. Why would I want to take a couple of steps towards you? You know?
Right.
But see, what you have to do is, you know, when you have that good hunting dog, what do? You put that son of a gun on every trail that you can because you know he's going to get it done for you.
Well, now I know because I don't own a hunting dog, but I'm going to take your advice. No, you're right. You got to look and you got to find and you got to see and you got to get aggressive. Is the you know what? This is the 40th anniversary of Marcus.
What's that?
The launching of the rocket ship to the moon. Now I posted, by the way, as long as you brought up your race, I posted on Facebook today the names of four black scientists who were pivotal in the space exploration program. One of them was William McAfee. Another was William T. Jones. Another was Patricia Cowens. And the reason why I did that is because I think sometimes the space program is seen as a purely white person effort. But the larger reason is, do you realize that at one time in this country, we blasted rocket ships off to the moon? To the moon!
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what we used to do here. That's what we used to do here. And today, everybody's telling me we're making all this stuff and we're doing it. We're a gross exporting country. We consume more than we produce. And everyone's telling me, oh, yeah, America's still, you know, fat and happy. I think we got to kick ass and we got to start to, you know, reach for the stars a little bit again. That's my only point.
I agree with you completely.
I don't know what it's going to take, you know, but anyway, I appreciate your call very much, sir, this evening. Thank you. That's Marcus in Birmingham. I resisted the temptation to ask him what he thought of Barbara Boxer.
Yeah, he said he really agreed with you, though, so he probably would disagree with you on Barbara Boxer, but on the other thing, he would agree with.
Thank you very much for that, that breakdown.
You're welcome.
877-876-PHIL, here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. In Golden, Colorado, is Mike. Mike, you're on the air. What can we do for you, sir?
Hi, Phil. Yeah, I just called
Hi.
to commend you on the greatest late night entertainment I've had in 30 years since I used to watch the Honeymooners reruns, you know, when I was a little kid, you know.
Thank
this
you,
time
man.
Of night, I'm so awed by what you and your staff have put together with the PhilCast.
Oh, the video. You're watching the video? Yeah.
I'm watching you right now. Of course, yeah. I got my volume turned off, but I watch
there you
every
go.
Night. There's no TV. No TV anymore from 11 to 2 my time out here. And, you know, to watch everything that happens that goes into making your show, especially the stuff that you say during the commercial breaks, it's such a privilege for me to just watch it. And I just...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anybody who's listening...
Oh, thanks,
there,
man.
I mean, I'm not a plant, but if anybody...
No.
You know, it's such a bargain. It's like 25 cents a day if you... divide it up, and this is the greatest.
Well, what Mike's doing, you're watching the video stream, and it is. It's like watching a three-hour TV show, you know, and you do get to watch me behind the scenes. Now, we don't carry the audio from Jason, from Ralph, like we used to, but people can still watch me getting all tense and irritable and, you know, what are we going to do and how are we going to do it and what am I doing here and what's my life about? So, yeah, it's... Yeah, you see it all, man, and I appreciate that very much. And no, you're not a plant because I don't think I know anybody in Golden, Colorado.
Can I make a soundbite request?
Go ahead, man.
Can you just bring back the No Phil Get Off Me once in a while?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I forgot about that one. No Phil Get Off Me. I will, man. Thank you. There's Mike. And all right, thanks, brother. All right, The World According To is coming up next here on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. I might as well say this on the air. I made a comment. It probably came across back. I said, at the beginning of the show, off air, I said, I wish we'd get calls other than Phoenix to start the show. I love Phoenix. Please call Phoenix. You know, what I was basically saying is I see the board light up with Phoenix. You know what? I don't care. If all we get are calls from Phoenix, I'm a happy man. We'll be back on the Phil Hendry Show.
Famous Bill Hendry Show.
Tell me about that, you know.
No, I understand. We have Pastor William Renick on the line. We also, I believe, Clara is there with you as well?
Yes, she is. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, Clara, we'll talk to you guys in a second here. I want to get to a phone call, and then we'll have Pastor William Renick, along with his wife, Clara. I think Mavis Leonard is a member of their congregation, will be joining us to talk about what we started our show with, which was the Barbara Boxer encounter. With Harry Alford at a Senate hearing today, having to do with black business and their feelings on green and the greening of the economy. And when she brought up the NAACP, Alford just about came across the table and, you know, did some damage. So here's Mark in Phoenix. Mark, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Phil, now you just touched a point with the Social Security spending. And question I have for you, if you can shed some light on it. I mean, families are tightening their belts financially. Companies are downsizing. What, if anything, in the federal government or from Congress, have you heard of them reducing costs, reducing staff, or anything they're doing? And what can we do about
well,
that?
Well, it was actually it was a point of some criticism when Obama said that he wanted costs in the executive branch to drop by. I think it was I don't even know what the number was, but it was not a big number until you realize that all he has control over directly in terms of spending is the executive branch, as the president. He can say, I want you guys to trim staff, you guys to trim staff, you guys. So in the executive branch, they trimmed something in the seven-figure or maybe even eight-figure amount. So he did. It's $100 million, so I'm way off. It was $100 million. And I remember they made fun of him because they said $100 million, and you're talking about a $1 trillion budget. People didn't understand. It was simply him saying to the executive branch, the offices that he has control over, you must reduce your spending here to the tune of $100 million. Now, then you take the legislative branch, and then you take the judicial side. I don't know who controls who the comptroller is in those situations, and who controls, for instance, the salaries are controlled by the Congress themselves. So the direct expenditures in the executive branch when it came to office, support staff, and I'm not talking about programs now, which of course have to be approved by Congress. And I'm not talking even about programs that are directly controlled by the departments themselves. I think it was just having to do with, excessive cost. It was about $100 million in that particular area. But you're right. It's not a lot, man. And $100 million, and then you go to the Social Security, $700,000 doesn't sound like a lot of money until you take into consideration it was a weekend in Phoenix, man. That's a lot of bread.
And it's not just that. It's, lead by example. If you're going to be the leader and the
right.
country suffering, why aren't they doing it too?
That's exactly right, man. Of all the entities and government agencies and businesses and companies all over the world, they're the least who should be stepping up to the plate and saying, we need a vacation because we're stressed out. That's
exactly.
The part that got me. If there are companies out there that are making money or doing well, or they're not taking any government bread, they're just operating on them, they want to take a vacation, I got no problem with that, man. But when you're taking government money and when you're a government agency, everybody's going to say something about that. And the thing that's shocking, Mark, and you recognize this, how dumb do you have to be to get to the point where you don't get it, that this is not cool,
Right, and like you commented, being from Phoenix, it was on local radio, local television.
Right.
And when the microphone was open, you heard some of the members attending the conference in the background, and they were making smart comments like, oh, well we didn't, go order and stay in a suite. We did try to do something fiscally. And, it's just, we're not stupid. Why do they want to treat the public like that?
Like, we're done.
And by the way, this story is about 3 days old, and I haven't heard any comment from the federals, you know, whoever's in charge of you know, telling these people that they're all fired, don't ever darken our sheets again. I haven't heard any comment at all. I don't know what's going on, man, but maybe they think that Social Security's doing just fine and they're all going to have a job until the end of the century, but that ain't it. Anyway, Mark, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate it very much. 877-876-PHIL. Let's take a listen here now to Pastor Renick. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing good. I'm listening to the man that you have on your program. I want to say hello to you. You already said hello to the man.
No, Clara, how are you doing this evening?
I am very good. I want to say I agree with him on Dr. Biden.
No, hold on for a minute. Who do you want to talk to?
I want to talk to you. I want to talk to Clara. I got Mavis coming in later.
I wish, and that's what I wanted. The first thing I wanted to mention to you, is it possible that you not talk to Ms. Leonard? Because, and I'll tell you why.
I don't. That's not right.
You let me finish what I'm saying to the man. You can tell him.
What do you want to say?
Right now, she got a gun to my head. And I don't mean literally got a gun in my head. I'm telling it. She don't have it, but she got a gun. She got a fiscal, like you say, a fiscal gun in my head. She got a money gun in my head, you know. You know what I mean, right?
No, I do not. I know she's a member of your congregation. We're going to have her up later, and we can talk about that.
Well, the point I'm trying to make to you now is I wish you would not have her up later, as you put it, because she got a money gun in my head. And ordinarily, I'm not going to take from anybody trying to tell Pastor William Rennick what to do with his life or what to do with his church. But I don't think it's right. So what I would ask you then not to have her on.
Well, we've scheduled her to be on, and I don't know that I can now cancel her. If you can give me some idea.
Tell him about she's going to buy a hot tub.
I've got some opinions that I want to express. You mind?
Well, go ahead, William. What do you want to say?
William? Well, get a load of him.
I'm sorry, Pastor.
Got your nose up yet.
William! Look, nobody tell me what to say. Nobody tell me what to do. One of the reasons why I built a congregation, the Joyful Union Congregation, Bellflower, California. One of the reasons I built this church is because nobody tell me what to do. Now, I heard that comment you had there, the man talking to Barbara Boxer, and she's a senator from the state of California.
The man know that.
I know he knows that. I'm just trying to... You said that was what you played, right?
Yes, I played that at the beginning of the show.
All right. Now, she's talking all this mess there to Harry Alford from the Black Chamber of Commerce. I know Harry. Good businessman. Smart man. And she's trying to tell him what's going on. She's trying to tell him what to say, what to think, how to feel. What? She's just trying to tell him what the black man feels, what the black businessman feels. Ain't no woman gonna tell me that. Now, it's just not about women, but just nobody, and I mean nobody, tells me what to think. And if I'd been sitting in front of her, and she said to me, "I'm gonna get another opinion. I'm gonna get the NAACP." I would say to that woman, I'd say, you know, you got a pair on you. Are you sure you ain't a man? Let's check and see you got some hair, Chester. Because the way you're talking to me, you sound like you're Horace Cartwright, you know. And I would find that to be untenable. Untenable.
All right. Now, you brought...
Untenable! Now, you listen to what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm listening to what you're saying. Why are you taking this so personally?
Because you're bringing on a woman that's got a money gun to my head. And I've said to my church, I've said to everybody,
look, you got a money gun in your head now, and you got nothing to say about that, Phil. And give me the phone.
Tell me, man, now.
Phil, hi.
Yeah, Clara, what's going on?
What happened was this. One of our people in the congregation.
Give me that phone back!
Give you no phone back. Then you sit down and calm down.
I ain't got nothing more to say!
Oh, he's starting to cry now. You a big baby.
He's crying, huh?
Yes. Mavis Leonard, you know Mavis.
I do know her.
She said that she is going to donate a 7-jet spa to the pastor. He'd have his own hot tub. And it would be in the pastoral residence, so the pastor would be able to have a soak. And then she heard that he was, running his mouth like he always does. He said, no, Boxer ain't going to tell me this. Boxer wouldn't tell me that. you know.
So he was giving an opinion about how Boxer was talking to Harry Alfred.
Oh, yeah, he said, no woman going to talk to me like that. And Mavis heard that. And Mavis said, I want you to retract that. I think she loved Barbara Boxer, you know.
Yeah, Barbara Boxer, tell me what to do.
Why don't you shut your mouth? So that, yeah.
You try to make it sound like what she's doing, Phil, and I think it's very unfair. What she's trying to say right now is I haven't got a pair in me to face off Mavis Leonard. Now, this is an old lady. She's a good old woman. But you trying to tell me I haven't got the ball?
What? I'm saying you don't.
Well, I tell you what we should do is get Mavis on the line. What do you think?
Say what?
Get Mavis on the phone, and we'll find out what the thought is, okay? Go ahead, bud.
All right.
We'll talk to her.
Now, you're not getting her on the phone. What did I just get done telling you? I said she's got a money gun to my head, and she's going to blow my brains out.
What you asked for?
I didn't ask for nothing. I said, Barbara Boxer don't tell me nothing. I run my church the way I run my church.
And the whole thing of it is, though, is that when she gets on the phone and tells you you ain't getting no seven-jet spa, then how are you going
to
feel?
You're going to try to make me look like an ass. Now, you can't do that, Phil. You've been a friend of mine for a long time.
Well, she said that... Is she on the line?
Yeah, she's on line four.
Mavis, honey, how are you?
I'm doing very good. I want to say something to Pastor. I love you very much, Pastor.
And you know I love you.
No, yeah, I don't think you love me. You talk to me like that. Say I got a money gun in your head. And you said Barbara Boxer ain't going to tell you what to say. I love Barbara Boxer. I have always loved her. I think she did a good job.
You and me both, honey.
That's right. And I want you to say you love Barbara Boxer. You get on your hands and knees, you suck her toe. Go on, say it.
You're going to have me do what? You know full well I got to say something, nothing like that.
What's the point of him saying that, Mavis?
Because I heard him speaking very disparagingly about a very good woman. She done a lot of good things in the state of California. And now he's saying that she ain't going to talk to him like that, and he thinks he's going to get a seven-jet spa out of me for my husband insurance money when my husband died. And he died slow, and he died... It was bad, you know. We had to put him outside. He started to smell even before he died. And you know what I mean.
I know about that.
That was terrible, Don. And
you had to put him outside because he started to smell. Was he dead?
No, he was not dead yet. It's the first case where a man started to rot before he's dead, you know. But he just said, I might as well start rotting now because I know I'm going to die.
Yeah, the man decided to rot. You know, I don't blame him. That's the kookiest thing I ever heard.
Why don't you shut your mouth? Just shut it up. Just clamp it up. Just close it up. Just lock it up. Something. Shut it down for business, you know. How about working 6.5 day a week instead of 7 full day a week with that mouth, all right?
Okay, what happened there?
What's the word?
Well, you get them back, man. This was getting good, Ben. Where are they? Oh, here we go. Are you there? You guys there?
And that's what I told him, too.
No, you didn't tell me anything. You said to me you'd give me a 7-jet bomb.
Okay, we got you guys back on the line. You weren't on the air there, Mavis.
I went on the air.
Well, that's good, because the last stuff she said, man, you couldn't make hiding a hair out of it. Don't make any sense to me.
I'm telling you, unless you say you want to get down on your hand and knee, take off Barbara Boxer high heel and suck each toe individually with a flourish, I ain't going to give you nothing like that.
That's the way to say it, dear. You trying to get me to get on my hand and knee and do what?
I told you got to suck her toe.
Oh, come on. Now, that's ridiculous. You want this guy to humiliate himself?
Yes, I do, because he said, you know, no woman tell me this, that. Go on, say it. You hear what I'm saying?
I heard what you're saying. You're trying to humiliate me.
I ain't going to give you no 7-jet spawn.
You said that you would. Is that you taking over your word?
I'm not going to give you 7-jet spawn. You might as well say it, William. You know you have to. I told you.
See what they're doing? Do you see what they're doing to me?
Don't start your preaching. You got to do it.
They're killing me. All right, I take your high heel off of it.
I didn't hear you.
You got to say it more clearly.
You on the inside of my side.
Got to say it more clearly.
I want you to say it.
I take a high heel off and suck a toe. Damn it. Man, I hope when Jesus come back, when Jesus come back, I hope you ain't wearing your name tag. That's all I got to say. Good night.
You guys there?
I'm right here. I'm sorry I had to do that, but he's a bad man. You know that.
And you said that about name tags? I'm not talking to anybody anymore. I hope when Jesus come back, he don't recognize any of you. I hope he sees you and he say, man, you ain't any reality I've ever had. All you people could cook. And I mean to a golden brown. Oh, wait a minute. You already are. Well, anyway.
Phil, I'm very, very sorry I had to do this tonight, but that's the way it's been for a couple of weeks now. And he running mouth about Barbara Boster, you know, and all that.
I understand, dear, and I can only tell you that, you know, we were excoriating her as well. But if you like her...
What do you mean, excoriate that woman? You tell me you don't like her?
I think she's fine, as long as you like her. At least I don't have to get a seven-jet spa from her, you know?
Right now, if you say anything there about Barbara Boster... You never, ever get a seven-jet spa out of Big Humphrey insurance money, I tell you that.
Who?
Big Humphrey.
Yeah, that's the name of her husband, what died and rotted.
Oh, that was the name of your Big Humphrey, huh?
That's right. That's right.
Well, look at Clara and Mavis, thank you very much.
Always good, Phil. Phil, God bless you very much. I think Pastor Rennie, he learned a very good lesson.
You made me look like an ass!
Nobody had to make you look like an ass. You born an ass. You born too cheap. That's right. You were born an ass. Two big cheeks. Fat one, too.
Man, that hurts.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, I guess she's got her fans someplace, huh, Boxer?
Yeah. Boy, did Pastor Rennick start crying and everything. That's the funniest thing that I ever did not hear.
That you ever did not hear?
That I did hear.
Good. That's great. Great timing. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back on a world-famous Phil Hendry show. Unreal, man, whenever those people get on the air. Seven jet spa out of Big Humphrey's insurance money. All right, we're coming back here on the show this evening with some other weird-ass stories, like a hate crime bill tied to a defense bill. You know what, man? It's just more gameplay. These guys are wasting more time. And a faith-healing manslaughter trial is with a jury now. All of that here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And Susan Rosen is out at CNN. I mean, out.
Phil Hendry.
Well, a world-famous Phil Hendry show every night here till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And we're also online at www.philhendryshow.com. You want to see a video Philcast of the show, you can see live streaming video. We're on a camera right now. And you can also hear live streaming audio. And it's also available on demand the following day. And it's all there at www.philhendryshow.com. And we're also over at Twitter at twitter.com/realphilhendry. And we're at Facebook at facebook.com/philhendry. And one of these days, we're going to just put everything on the website. And boom, you cats are, you know, just go to the website and click whatever you want to click. And which reminds me, we also put up a trailer from the film Creation of the Humanoids, bud.
Oh, I love that, man. You stinking clicker. Get out of my way.
Yeah, how come they call them clickers? Is that the same thing as the N-word?
Yeah, it's like the C word in the future. All the robots are clickers instead of, you know.
Instead of
it. Don't say it. And the Order of Flesh and Blood instead of the Ku Klux Klan. So I thought of clicker when I thought of click.
Yeah. Get out of my way, you stinking clicker.
Don't you shove me when you say that.
Come on, bud.
I'm just fooling around.
Susan Rosen is out at CNN. That may be, you know, significantly large news because she embarrassed the network so badly with her behavior at that tea party that it just made everybody want to hide and shoot themselves. And we'll have that story for you. Now, after 11 days of testimony, 2 days of closing arguments, and a judicial tongue-lashing, a Clackamas County jury will set precedent with their decision on whether the Worthingtons were responsible for their daughter's death. What is this story about there in Oregon City, Oregon? Well... it's a manslaughter and criminal mistreatment case, and these are charges that were brought against Carl Brent and Raylene Worthington. And these charges were given to the jury late in the day on Wednesday. It had only minutes behind closed doors before going home for the night. The couple's daughter, Ava, died at 15 months on a Sunday evening in March 2008. The case is the first since the legislature passed a law in 1999 that bars defenses based on religious practice in most abuse cases. It was a response to deaths among members of churches such as the independent congregation the Worthingtons belonged to called the Followers of Christ. And the judge ripped into one of the attorneys, too, for doing something that the judge didn't ask him to do. So the whole thing was nuts. Essentially, what happened was this child died as the result of religious practice, okay? And as we've said on this show many times, religious practice does not defend you. Religious belief does not defend you, should not defend you against charges of manslaughter or murder or child abuse. It's just not the way the ball game's played, so forget it, you know. People always talk about freedom of religion, freedom of... You are not free to allow a child to die by denying medical attention or free to abuse a child because you're religious. You're not free to do that. Where do people ever get the idea that freedom of religion means you're free to just, you know, do anything you want? You know, sit and squat in somebody's front lawn and take one, huh? You're not free to do any of that jazz. We'll play a little bit of the audio for you when we come back. The judge ripped into some stupid-ass defense attorney in this thing. It was a real festival. Coming up as well, more news. Susan Rosen at CNN. I know you don't know who she is. We'll play the audio. She's a pain in the ass. And website stories. The Phil Henry Show.